Seattle. A landmark international agreement to safeguard marine biodiversity in the high seas is set to come into force next year after Morocco became the 60th nation to ratify the treaty. The milestone triggers the countdown for the long-awaited pact to take effect, marking the first binding legal framework to protect international waters that make up nearly two-thirds of the ocean and almost half of Earth's surface. The High Seas Treaty, finalized in 2023 after over a decade of negotiations, aims to address the growing threats to marine ecosystems, including overfishing, climate change, and deep-sea mining. It is also central to achieving the global 30x30 goal, protecting 30% of the world's land and sea by 2030. The high seas are the world's largest crime scene. They're unmanaged, unenforced, and a regulatory legal structure is necessary, said Johan Berginas, Senior Vice President of Oceans at the World Wildlife Fund. The treaty establishes a legal pathway to create marine protected areas in international waters, regulate potentially destructive activities such as geoengineering and seabed mining, and promote technology sharing, funding mechanisms, and scientific collaboration. Despite the breakthrough, questions remain about the treaty's ultimate strength. Some of the world's largest maritime players, including the United States, China, Russia, and Japan, have yet to ratify the agreement. The U.S. and China have signed, signaling intent but stopping short of legal obligations, while Russia and Japan remain active in preparatory talks. If major fishing nations like China, Russia, and Japan don't join, they could undermine the protected areas, warned Guillermo Crespo, a high seas expert with the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Scientists and conservationists caution that without effective implementation, marine ecosystems could suffer irreversible harm. Marine life doesn't respect political boundaries, said Lisa Speer, director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's International Oceans Program. For small island nations such as Vanuatu, which face existential threats from ocean degradation and climate change, the treaty represents a long-overdue step toward equity in global ocean governance. Under the treaty, countries that ratify gain voting rights in the decision-making conferences of parties. Within a year of the agreement's entry into force, governments will meet to decide on financing, oversight, and implementation mechanisms.